Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Mike Chua, physical therapist, certified dementia practitioner, and your alternative career coach. Welcome to our career healthcare podcast and show, where we talk about different ways to find your alternative career and achieve both work and financial freedom. So visit our website, drmikechua.com or alternativehealthcarecareers.com for more information. Again, thank you for watching and listening. Welcome to our show. Be awesome, be great, be excellent, ACG. Have a great day and enjoy the show. Bye-bye. Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Mike Chu again, physical therapist. And yes, I am your alternative healthcare career coach. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the benefits of using an EMR in your private practice. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes.
HelloNote is a truly therapist-friendly practice management solution with integrated EMR that will enhance workflow, efficiency, and patient care. HelloNote reduces error and allows you to spend more time with your patients. It comes integrated with billing. Claims are generated once a note is completed. You can bill with one click and a patient portal, which streamlines the patient intake process. Beautifully engineered and cloud-based for easy accessibility, the software works on all platforms. You can access patient records from anywhere. We also offer 24/7 support. HelloNote is the practice management solution that you're looking for.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, Alternative Healthcare Career Group. Hey, if you're watching live, comment live. Watching on the replay, comment replay. Replay. You know, I've been seeing, you know, hashtag live, hashtag replay. A lot of people are saying, asking me, why do you do that? Well, sometimes I run out of stuff to say. So we just say that, right? But to be honest, it's actually an SEO thing, you know, search engine optimization, or, you know, like a Facebook algorithm thing, right? But our topic for tonight is the benefits of using an EMR in your private practice. Yes, there are a lot of people are still using paper. You know, I actually went to Anthony Maritato in his private clinic. And I went to his clinic. You know, he's got two clinics in Ohio, right? And he still uses paper. So it just really depends. But tonight we're going to be talking about the benefits of using an EMR. And we're going to be also actually interviewing the actual CEO of HelloNote. You saw the video, ladies and gentlemen. But before we bring in the CEO of HelloNote, I want to just encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, who are people who are watching there in Facebook and also in our podcast and also on the replay on the YouTube. I just would like to encourage you guys here, real quick. It says there, can you see it? If you guys can see it, type in, I can see it. Very, very quick here. Where the focus goes, power flows. Where the focus goes, power flows, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever you're focusing on gets magnified. Whatever you're focusing on, you know, goes, power flows. You know, whatever you're focusing on, that's what gets magnified. You know, so if you're focusing on the positive, well, guess what? It's going to be a positive result. If you're focusing on the negative, guess what? It's going to be a negative result. Your words are very powerful, ladies and gentlemen. Your words. You know, there's power in the words that comes out of your mouth. Whatever you're releasing into the world, it's a vibration, it becomes a reality. And even whatever you're focusing on in our career, in our lives, even in therapy itself. You know, in therapy, we have the short-term goal, long-term goal. We have the objective assessment and plan. Whatever that therapist is focusing on that evaluation, well, guess what? That's what gets magnified. So if we're focusing on the weakness of that patient, well, guess what? Do you think you still need to do some therapy? No. But if you focus on the strength of that patient, they got a very good supportive family support. Is that even, they've got supportive family. They still have this good side. And if they have a stroke, you know, this side is already spastic and everything. And this one is a good side. Well, focus on the good side, right? So whatever you're focusing on gets magnified. So I love this quote here. All right, so before we keep on going, check it out, HelloNote.com. Of course, tonight we're going to be interviewing the CEO of HelloNote. He's from Ukraine. I didn't know that he was from Ukraine. You know, it's like, we're going to ask him, when did he move here, right? So first generation, second generation, third generation immigrant. He currently lives at Brooklyn, New York. All right. Go Nets, right? Of course. course, you know, whatever, Nets or New York Knicks, right? But he's in Brooklyn, right? So let's go ahead and bring in our good friend, Mr. Steve Gluck from Hello Note. What is going on with you there, Mr. Gluck?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for the powerful introduction.
Well, of course, we got to do that, right?
That's it, right?
So
there you go.
Hey,
I like what you said. The words have power. So especially coming from you, you really emphasize that. And I know you touch a lot of people's lives with the group, with your motivation speaking, and it's all about words and action. So you took it upon yourself. You opened up Jerry Hab, and look where you are now. So it's amazing. And people that weren't encouraged by words, they can actually see what you're doing. And, you know, I know you post those pictures. I remember when you were you posted the floor, like you wanted to poll people what choice of flooring you should have, you know. But those are, it's important, you know, because it shows that, you know, things don't just happen overnight. It takes time to build a successful business. So you went from choosing your floor to now having a successful practice where you actually see patients. So I applaud you for that. And I definitely know others see that and use that as their motivation and encouragement to build their own practice.
So thank you very much, Steve. So appreciate that. I wouldn't be, I would say, successful. I would be in my path right now to be in this journey without your support, without your team and everything. So thank you very much, too, for believing.
Thank you. It's a two-way street. It's always a two-way street, you know, and that's when people, the successful people really know that, is that you can't do things alone. You need a support system, and you need others around you to be successful. Negativity, you got to throw that out the window. Anyone that's negative or pulling you down, you don't need them. So if you want to do something, you start something, and you're going to encourage and attract positive people around you. So yeah, and I know you know that, Mike. You talk about that all the time. So the quicker people realize that, and the quicker they become successful and actually do something that they want to do, that they love to do, that they have a passion for, rather than just kind of drowning and always thinking, what if I did that, or what if I did that, and wondering if it's too late to do something. And the answer is, it's never too late. You know, and we can get into that later. I want to bring up questions that I get as a CEO of Hello Note from a lot of new clinic owners and those that are trying to establish their business. So I want to share some of that with the viewers.
Well, before we keep on going, I would like to, for the benefit of the people who, you know, for the people who are still watching or don't know you, could you please tell us again who you are, Steve, and what do you do in Hello Note and stuff like that?
Sure. So my name is Steve Gluck. I am the CEO of Hello Note. I have a bachelor's of science in computer science because I love programming. That's what I did as a career choice. And then I went into occupational therapy. And there was a need to link a EMR with patient care without the burden of many different things, including cost and time it takes you to do notes and what the software actually provides you. So to kind of make it all in one. And again, just like your business, Mike, you know, Hello Note, we rose every step of the way up. We started with just documentation. Then we added a few reports, then schedule system. Then we added different disciplines. So we started with OT because I'm an OT. So I built the first version of Hello Note just at my house, just something really tiny to help me with my documentation. And we had a great team along the way. We still have an amazing team that helps and supports and helps us grow. And now we're including billing and more reports, analytics, scheduling, reminder systems, you know, all of that. But it wasn't overnight. So when we started, we just wanted to solve a need in the space of healthcare for OTs, and now we grew into filling a need in the space for OT, CT, speech, and other disciplines in the future.
Thank you very much again for introducing again yourself. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you are watching live, please comment live. Watching on the replay, comment replay. I just would like to reiterate what Steve said. It's never too late. You know, there's this app in the nursing home. It's called IN2L. It's never too late, ladies and gentlemen, to start your own business. You know, whether you're in your 40s like me, and whether you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. We have people in our group, you know, starting their business in their late 50s, you know. It's never too late, ladies and gentlemen. And in when starting your own side hustle or your private practice, you will need some tools, okay? I mean, just like building a house, you will need help when you're building a home or a house, right? You will need some hammer and you know, nails or whatever, a contractor to build your home or whatever. I don't know. I'm not a builder. But you will need some tools. And having an EMR is actually one of the many tools that you need when you start your own side hustle or practice. So let's go ahead and ask Steve. Steve, what are, the benefits of having an EMR? I know a lot of people, they still use pen and paper. There's this one agency that I work with. They're still using pen and paper. So what are the benefits, again, of having an EMR again, Steve?
Yeah, so it's one of the questions we get asked a lot is benefits of an EMR. And there are many benefits of an EMR. But before I get into the benefits, I also always like to say, you know, I want to learn about what your practice is like because you may not need an EMR right now. So a lot of people that reach out to us, they're quick to say, I need an EMR system right now. I want to sign up. And we tell them, okay, well, how many patients do you have? What are your plans? What is your niche? And if they're just starting off or they just have one or two patients right now, then maybe they don't need an EMR. Maybe you don't need an EMR if you're thinking just to have maybe one or two patients a month just to keep you busy on the side. Okay, it's not worth it, right? You know, EMRs are extremely beneficial, but if you just have a very basic type of business and you just want to start out, you don't want to spend any money, then EMR may not be for you. It's actually one of the reasons we created a HelloNote Lite package is because we offer a fully functional EMR from HelloNote, just subtract a few features that are not kind of details of like maybe you don't need Medicare, you know, cap tracking or Medicare guidelines, appointment reminders, e-faxing, things like that. And you could still have a full EMR to put in your patient intake, to have an area to put in documents, put in some notes here and there, do scheduling and so on. So that's actually, it comes out to $25 a month, just prepaid annually, which is it's been really popular since we released it. You know, we released it because we know that there's others out there that can benefit from a lighter version and a more cost-effective version of an EMR as opposed to a full-fledged EMR that has e-faxing and billing, appointment reminders, consent forms, patient portal, telehealth. All that is included in HelloNote. Maybe you don't need that. So some benefits of an EMR is you want to keep organized. It's one of the main reasons to make you successful is you don't want to have too many things going on where you have certain Excel sheets, Word documents, things on pen and paper. Things are all over the place. Like I've seen many different businesses and sometimes it's really, you know, a mess, but it's what works for that person. But it's also a limitation of why they can't scale because they're extremely unorganized. It works for them. I had a client about a year ago. They were doing pretty well. They had about, I think it was like 100 and something visits per month, but they were doing everything on paper. And, you know, when I asked them how you're planning to scale when you hire more people, they had no answer to that. They said, well, I can't scale because I'm limited to what I could do. They can't run reports. All their forms are on paper. They're scanning things sometimes to their phone. Sometimes the computer, sometimes they don't get to scan anything. And it really makes it tough. Once you put things into perspective, it makes it tough. And one of the most, I want to say it's like a priority, is really KPI, key performance indicators. So I know some people don't know what that is because I've spoken to a lot of business owners and I asked them, do you do any KPIs or do you track any analytics or data? And they say, yeah, they track here and there something, but they don't know what KPIs are. And KPIs, that's why I want to say it's a priority, is because a trend that I see with successful businesses is that they are performing their own KPIs on either a weekly, biweekly, monthly basis. So key performance indicators are your metrics, right? You track financial health using that. So without an EMR, it's extremely difficult to do that, right? Maybe you have something like, maybe Excel or something like that, or maybe you're using QuickBooks or something like that. But really the whole point is to keep it centralized. So with an EMR, you centralize everything. And that's why HelloNote is an all-in-one system, because we want to make sure that all your data, all your factors that involve your business are centralized so you can run those reports, right? So for example, what reports can you run? Something really simple, like profits per month, right? Do you want to ever have a month and maybe like 3 months down the line and you don't know what you made last month? You don't ever want to do that because you need to pay yourself, you need to pay your bills, you need to pay your employers and some employees in some cases. And that's really important to know your financial health. And if you don't have those metrics, then 1 month you could just look at your data and say you're losing money every single month, and you might as well have worked for somebody else. And you don't want to get to that point because it takes a lot of effort to build a business, and you don't want to lose it to something as simple as running data. Another basic thing is client satisfaction rate. So you want to see how your clients are. Are your clients happy? Are they neutral? Are they upset at something? So surveys like that are also really important to track KPIs in your success of your business. So those are a few things. Yep.
So let me ask you that too. The client satisfaction, does the EMR has that built into that and it sends an information to the client, or do we send them a letter, or how does that work with you?
Yeah, good question. So currently we have a feature to boost your online presence. You can click a button and it will automatically send a review link to your patient. So all they have to do is click on it and they're going to rate your practice, right? But of course, you don't want to send that link to somebody that may not be happy with your practice. So one of the most basic things you can do is after the session, and I'm talking about outside of EMR. I'm talking about patient report, one-on-one patient time. You're going to know if the patient is happy or not. Once you finish your session, you can easily ask a question like, hey, what did you think of the session today, right? And you could tell if the patient was upset, maybe you did something that caused them pain or something like that, right? So you want them to tell you that. But a lot of feedback that we get with HelloNote and the send review button is that clinics, after asking them before they leave, whether it's the front desk or you leave their home, if you're a mobile therapist and you ask them how everything went and they give you a positive reaction, you simply go on HelloNote, you click the button, and it sends them that review link. So that's one way to boost your presence and client satisfaction just by talking to them. The other way is, of course, using our patient intake or consent feature. So that is emailable. So either the patient will get an email with a form that says, how would you rate your session, anything that we can improve on, and so on. And you could send this to us as a custom questionnaire. We have one that we can provide for you, just the basic. But if you want to have your own, then go ahead. And I recommend maybe something like five to 10 questions, something just simple. But at the same time, the patient gets it, the patient takes time to fill it out, and you get those metrics on how you are performing as a clinic. So that's important, I feel like, is knowing how your patients value your services.
I've been meaning to ask you, Steve, how can we send that electronic thing, or how can they do electronically through email or even through a tablet where they can just sign the tablet for those forms?
Yeah. So if you want to send a questionnaire to us, we can convert that into an intake form. And then if you have a tablet right in the office or something like that, you can pull up that link and give it to the patient, and then they could fill it out and sign it at the bottom and press submit. And once they press submit, it's going to upload into their chart in the documents tab of HelloNote. So this way, everything is once again centralized. You don't have to print anything. You just have a copy of all their answers.
Huh. I need to send my intake forms, right? To you.
Yeah. I mean, it really depends on the clinic. A lot of times, if you have an actual front desk, a lot of times the front desk prefers to do it right there and then with the patient on paper. Mm-hmm. It also depends on the patient as well. If they're older patients, they may prefer pen and paper. If they're more on the younger side, they're more computer savvy, then they prefer a tablet or something like that to do. So it really depends on your patient.
That's true. You know, so we got, you know, older or geriatric, so we're still printing out paper, but that will save us a lot of trees. Yeah. Printing and then ink and everything, because we print a lot, man. I mean, I have like 10 copies in my car, you know, 10 copies normally at the clinic all the time. And then we print and then we just shred it after. It's like 8 pages, right?
it adds up, you know. It definitely adds up. And, you know, especially if you're a busy clinic, it adds up quick, because then you need an extra filing cabinet and to store everything. And then you end up shredding it and you want to make sure you upload it to either the EMR or your computer. Of course, you want to make sure it's encrypted and everything. So, it's definitely, you know, a hassle if you have paper all over the place and you don't know where to start putting everything.
I know, right? We just shred it right after we upload it to HelloNote. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the KPIs that you were talking about earlier. So you mentioned about client satisfaction. What are the other KPIs that you recommend us, you know, checking for an EMR? So like me, I mean, I want to know and I want to maximize the benefit of HelloNote.
Yeah, so there's many different KPIs that you can measure. So aside from patient satisfaction, I mentioned the profits per month, for example, because usually every month you have certain bills to pay, right? So you have bills, you want to pay yourself, you have some marketing budget that you have, maybe you're paying an assistant or a biller or something like that. At the end of the month, you want to make sure that the revenue that you collected from your business is higher than your expenses, right? So those are KPIs you can measure. You can run those reports, and then you can plug everything in, multiply it. I mean, there's formulas for that. We're actually going to do a blog on that with Emma, and we'll include some formulas as well so you know how to calculate everything. And then you get to see what your revenue is per month, and then you, of course, want to see what's your net revenue. Based on your net revenue, you can do projections. The more months that you have data for, of course, you can do projections to see if you're on an upscale or downscale or something like that, to see if you need to kind of adjust or tweak your business a little bit, whichever way. One of the other really important KPIs you want to measure is cancellation rate, right? So we always have clinics that, you know, that they're successful, but their cancellation rate is high. Or no-show rate is high. No-show is probably even worse because patients don't even take the time to tell you that they're not even going to come or open the door for you if you took the time to drive to them. So those are really important. What is your no-show or cancellation rate? So something like that, you take all your appointments, you take the number of canceled and no-shows divided by your total appointments, multiply it by 100, and it gives you your percentage of cancellation or no-show rate. So these are really simple, really basic metrics, but they make a lot of difference in your clinic. And I do recommend having somewhere to store them on a monthly basis. If you like Excel, do it in Excel. You know, put something in like January, cancellation rate was 10%. February, cancellation was 5%. March, it was 11%. And then you can kind of average it out and see where you are at the end of the year. And those are really important, especially you want to run a successful business, just in general, if you're serious about your business, then KPIs are really important, and you're going to thank yourself for starting them earlier than later. Because if you're already established, running KPIs will be much harder because you want to see what you did to get to this point. Otherwise, you might have some secret formula and you don't know what it is that you tweaked without those KPIs that you did every month. And I personally do them every month, but if you want to do them weekly or biweekly, that's fine as well. Every business is different. You know your business, and those numbers will mean the most for you right now. So if you want to run them monthly, weekly, biweekly, then that's up to you.
That's good. That's a good thing, ladies and gentlemen. Did you hear that? Needs to be measured. Your goals, it's going to be hard to shoot a ball, like a basketball, if you don't have a goal. And same thing when you're trying to hit a target. One thing I learned in pharmaceutical industry, there's always a number, the magic number that you're supposed to hit. And same thing when you're starting your own business, you have to have a goal in mind. And yes, sometimes you don't reach it. Well, guess what? If your target is to hit, let's just say 1 million, and you hit 800, do you think you're a failure? No, you still achieved it, right? I wish I could hit that million, right? But you know what I mean? So make sure you have a KPI that will actually give you a number for your business. All right, so and let's go ahead and bring back Steve here. Okay, if you're watching live, comment live, watching on a replay, comment replay. And then we got Steve Gluck here. He's the CEO of Hello Note. And we were talking about KPI, key performance indicator, not key lime pie, but the key performance indicator. We talked about, it was something that you need to measure. You got to make sure you're measuring it, right? Just like in therapy, there's subjective, there's objective, there's assessment, and there's a plan, right? Same thing with your starting a business. There's a subjective thing. Okay, I want to see geriatric patients. Okay, right? And next, you want to be objective. Hey, how many geriatric patients do you want to see? And next is your assessment. Hey, how am I going to do my, how can I see all this patient, right? Right? I mean, how can you serve those type of patients? Next is the plan. What kind of treatment? What kind of stuff you're going to do with that business, right? SOAP, subjective assessment and plan. The objective part is your KPI. And that's what Steve Gluck is talking about tonight. So, Steve, before I let you go, any last parting wisdom for our audience? I know we're targeting 30 minutes. We're almost there.
I always want to make sure that anybody watching or anybody that even has just a thought or a dream just to run your own business, don't be scared to reach out. There's a lot of supporting people out there, in the groups. You can reach out to myself. If you want to message me or email me, steve@hellonote.com. I'll be more than happy to get on a call with you to learn a little bit about you and guide you in the right way. That goes without saying, if you don't need an EMR, then you don't need an EMR. We do more than just provide an EMR service. And a lot of our clients, that's the feedback that they give us, that we helped them grow to where they are today. Because we're more than just a software. We're kind of like a partner in the business where we help you. We tell you, if you, for example, you get a denial in the insurance, we help you understand why you got the denial and how to correct that and resolve it. A lot of times people have questions just about documentation. Our team works really hard, and we value them a lot because they provide their expertise to others. And a lot of times, we don't ask for anything back. We just want to make sure that you're successful, because if you're successful, we are successful. And where we are today is because of our clients. We're thankful for every single one of our clients. I'm happy to say we're growing into Hello Note 2.0. That should be coming out soon. I always get asked, so when is it coming out? When is it coming out? As soon as I know, believe me, you'll know. We're going to send out like emails and you know, we'll probably do some posts and some surveys as well, because we're collecting some feedback on features that users are requesting. But it's coming soon. Hopefully towards the end of the year, we'll have it live. Our developers are working extremely hard on bringing it out. But I'm happy to announce that we are in the phase where we need a 2.0, because we're outgrowing our 1.0 because of a lot of the users. And we want to make sure that we continue growing, we continue building features, and we continue providing a partner and service to all the clinics and practices out there.
Wow, amazing, amazing. Check it out, ladies and gentlemen. If you are just wanting just the simple EMR, HelloNote Lite, they have that option, $25 a month. It's a no-brainer. I would do that if I were you. You know, if you just need a very, very basic EMR. And obviously, if you, you know, as you grow, just like QuickBooks. QuickBooks, you can start as low as $9, and you can grow from there. And same thing with HelloNote. You know, instead of printing papers and submitting that paper to, you know, Medicare or whatever insurance, and it's a lot of work to do, you know, and printing and documenting and everything, typing, writing. I would pay $25 to, you know, start with that and play around with it and then grow from it, you know? So, and also check out the HelloNote 2.0 in the future. All right. Steve, any last parting wisdom for our friends and Facebook friends and YouTube friends?
If you just have any type of desire to start your business, don't hesitate. Reach out. We'll help you out. We'll guide you along the way because we want to see you being successful. So don't be scared. Don't be shy. Reach out. All it takes is just, you know, a couple seconds of your time to say hello. And that's why we named our EMR HelloNote. We want to make sure that we're friendly to everybody and we're inviting. And we want to make sure that you are successful.
Amazing. Amazing. I know the story of the hello, so it needs to be really, really nice, because it's like, hello. You know, there are a lot of stuff there says hello stuff. So, yeah. Again, thank you very much, Steve. Appreciate you. I know you're a very, very busy man. Again, thank you very much. But before I let you go, my Facebook friends, always remember the word FAST, F-A-S-T, letter F. Find friends, find an EMR that will bring out the best in you, because you are the average of the five people you hang out with. So who are you hanging out with? Tonight I hang out with Steve. I feel like, you know, I feel like I want to be a CEO too of HelloNote or whatever, right? You are the average, literally. You know, if you're hanging out with people who are actually winning, well, guess what? You're going to be winning. I remember this very clearly. I got fired like 2 years ago, you know, 2019, December. I remember that. Even posted it and reminisce it, you know. And you know who I hanged out? I didn't hang out with people who are actually going to pull me down too. No, I didn't talk to the people who are actually, oh yeah, that company sucks, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, you should have sued them too, blah, 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 stuff like that. You know who I talked and called? I called Steve. And I told him, hey, Steve, I'm ready to do this full time now. And he said, yeah, it's about time, Michael, with this, you know. Is this a New York accent or Brooklyn accent? It's about time, Michael, you know. So find friends that will bring out the best in you, okay? Next letter is letter A. Take action. All this stuff that we're doing, it's not going to do me good. It's not even going to do Steve good if you don't take action. Take action by reaching out to HelloNote, HelloNote.com. Reach out. You know, they got an email, very good support team. You know, reach out to me or reach out to Steve. I mean, he's very, you know, he calls me. I call him. Hey, I have an issue there. He figures it out, right? I'm running out of English. English is not my first language. Steve, what's your first language again?
Russian. So,
what?
Russian.
Russia. Yeah.
I speak Russian.
So,
I was born
see?
In Ukraine, but I speak Russian.
He was born in Ukraine. In Ukraine, Russia. I was just watching, what you call this, last night, Black Widow.
Yeah.
It was a good movie. All right. What's the next letter? Letter S, ladies and gentlemen, is shoot for the moon. Shoot for the moon. Why? If you keep shooting for the moon, you're going to miss it, but you're going to be landing with the stars. I kept shooting for the moon, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, Atlanta with a star named Steve Gluck. It's like a star there, right? The Gluck star, right? Keep shooting, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to fail. when you start your own business, when even an EMR, not all EMRs are perfect. I mean, there's no such thing as an EMR that is perfect. And even Steve will tell you that it's not perfect because nobody's perfect except for me. I'm not just kidding, except for Steve. But you know what I mean? You're going to fail. You're going to be rejected. Even your claims in Medicare will be rejected someday, right? Because you missed a button that you click or whatever. But it's not how many times you failed or fallen or got sick. It's how many times you get up and do this all over again, ladies and gentlemen. Just keep doing it. Just keep going. One step at a time, one day at a time. Heck, you're going to be fired. I got fired, you know. You know what? I went to this, I did home health today. I went, saw two patients. I drove by on that other company that fired me, right? Drove by in Paris, Tennessee. Shout out Paris, Tennessee. You know who you are. I went, drove by there. And they were already close. They moved into a different location. I Googled them. Oh, they're a different location. I went around and then went there, but it was already close. You know, it was 5:30. So, but yeah, you know, you're going to be fired. You're going to fail. You're going to be rejected. But it doesn't matter how many times you failed or fallen. It's how many times you do this and all over again. Okay. Just keep going, ladies and gentlemen. And last but not the least, it's letter T. It's letter T. Is teach it. Why? Because when you hear it, you forget. When you see it, you remember. But when you're actually teaching it, you're actually understanding it more. And that's what Steve is doing. He's teaching us. What are the benefits of EMR? He's teaching us. Hey, this is how you use your EMR, the KPI. This is how you do the whatever, the faxing, verification, and stuff like that. You learn how to teach it, you know, because when you teach it, you actually understand it more. All right, again, we're going to see you again next week or next Thursday. It's Tuesday, right? It's Thursday. Be awesome. Be great. Be excellent. Again, see you later, my Facebook friends, YouTube friends, and podcast friends. Thank you again, Steve. I'll see you around. Bye.
HelloNote is a truly therapist-friendly practice management solution with integrated EMR that will enhance workflow, efficiency, and patient care. HelloNote reduces error and allows you to spend more time with your patients. It comes integrated with billing. Claims are generated once a note is completed. You can bill with one click and a patient portal, which streamlines the patient intake process. Beautifully engineered and cloud-based for easy accessibility, the software works on all platforms. You can access patient records from anywhere. We also offer 24/7 support. HelloNote is the practice management solution that you're looking for.
I hope you enjoyed the show. Check out our website at drmikechua.com or alternativehealthcarecareers.com for more information. Again, ACG, be awesome, be great, be excellent. Thank you and hope to see you on our next episode. Goodbye.